Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Well, we know how to get Lindsay all fired up, that's for sure. What is going on, boys and girls, children of all ages? You are in the studio at TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much for checking us out tonight. We are talking about, what do you believe? Lindsay, what do you believe about CBD oil?
I believe there's some lying liars in the newsroom that wrote the story that Michael is reading.
I'm just reading the news.
Hey, don't shoot the news, man. He just reports. You decide.
I'm reading the news.
That's what the news says.
Off of...
Who's that reported by?
WBOY, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, they wouldn't lie. I mean, they're in Columbus.
They are from Ohio.
Well, they are from Ohio. We got family from Ohio.
Lying liars.
Lying. Hey, not everybody now.
That's me talking smack, okay?
Lindsay, they done touched the golden calf of Lindsay. Guys, check it out. In 1978, Michael McDonald, along with Kenny Loggins, penned the lyrics, "What a fool believes he sees, and no wise man has the power to reason away." For my younger audience in the crowd, this might seem like an old oldie goldie that your parents might have made you listen to.
Oldie goldie, strike one.
The younger goldie. Crowd doesn't even know what the oldie goldie is.
They don't even, yeah. I'm using terms that I don't even know what it means. But listen, tonight I want to talk to you about beliefs, what they are, how they are formed, and why in business, and for that matter in life, what you believe will make you or break you. That is the truth. But before I do that.
Y'all ain't ready for this.
The CBD apologist. The lady that's already getting offended by what the Ohio State Police are doing.
They made a stop, okay? And they seized 55 gallons
of CBD oil.
And what are they going to do with it?
They can bathe in it if they need to relax. But there's nothing illegal going on.
Well, that's a state, but it's regulated by state. So it might be illegal in
no,
Ohio.
No. What I do is legal.
In South Carolina.
South Carolina.
You can buy it in all 50 states. You can buy it online.
Can
you distribute it? Maybe they're distributing it.
Yeah. It is a part of the plant that is
illegal. I'm not debating that. I'm saying maybe
I will fight you over this.
I'm not even fighting. I'm just like,
Lindsay done got all tore up, man.
Just reading the news.
She's just reading the news.
I have no skin in the game. I'm just reading the news.
So, well, if you had tried it, you would have some skin in the game. And I got some at the house.
I'm good.
Then I need to bring next week.
Like I said, I'm good. Thanks,
so in case you haven't figured out, Miss Lindsay likes CBD oil.
It keeps me happy.
Good night. And to her right, my brother from another mother, all the way from 50 yards away. He believes a little bit the same way, I guess. If it makes you happy, check with God. If he's cool with it, then...
The Lord made it. Hey, the Lord made my oil.
What makes me happy is having two finished rooms in our basement now.
Yeah.
His whole basement.
Did y'all do them or did y'all hire him?
I had a guy do the drywall and the mudding.
Okay.
And he finished up today.
Sweet. So,
yeah, I saw him tearing down this.
Yeah. I should have had him put in a boat ramp at the same time, but I think we're good. I just got to do some painting now.
Okay.
And we're putting in some carpet.
Cool.
Next week.
So, awesome.
I think everybody in the neighborhood's doing remodeling and stuff. So, but that's going to be cool. I can't wait to get our basement fully done, too.
Yeah. One more room to go eventually, but.
We're furniture shopping because we're flipping one of our rooms. So we're not knocking any walls down or putting any up. But
you know, the other cool thing, shout out to my youngest, oldest daughter.
Yeah.
She was in a piano competition on Saturday.
Yeah.
Up at our college.
Right.
And she was elected best performer in her category.
What? I didn't see a video.
Well, because this was the private judging. So they do this. They do this. What do they call it? Music festival.
Okay.
And each student goes in, plays one-on-one with a judge.
Yeah.
Judge scores them.
That's so intense.
And then they compare everybody.
Yeah.
And then they choose one person out of that age category.
Cool.
Way to go,
this
girl.
This is her second time actually getting it now.
That's
in
awesome.
5 years.
Very, very
so
nice.
So we go to a concert, though, on Saturday.
Okay.
and every best performance cat person that like in voice piano. She does piano.
Cool.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Gets to play.
We need documentation so we can cheer.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
And that is Michael. And right in front of me, coming in on two wheels, barely getting here.
I literally just walked in. That's
just
crazy.
Walked into the studio. How you doing, Reagan?
I'm good. How is everybody else?
We're doing great. Is the chat alive tonight?
It is. Trying to get in everybody's shout outs real quick so we can make sure we got it all summed up. Right.
Well, get your shout outs in. Reagan will be giving them out in a little bit later. And River, are we okay over there? Are we awake?
He's learned a little bit. If you notice, he takes one headphone
off. He's got
off.
One That's headphone right. off, so he's ready to make it happen.
He's perfected.
He's no good. Longer a rookie.
He's no longer. He's learned his trade. Well, guys, get your shout out in. And Reagan will be giving them in just a little bit. We'll be answering questions a little bit later in the show as well. I'm going to be going through some things and make sure if you've got questions, comments, or anything else, keep it clean, keep it relevant, and keep it positive. We're going to give tons of stuff away tonight. We are giving away, guys, you won't believe this. You will not believe this. We are giving $300 in free food.
What?
$300 in free food.
Did you cook it?
No, these are restaurants to go out to eat and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And great like restaurants. I'm talking like people. I'm talking about.
Because if you cooked it, they can have it.
I'm giving something they want. this is something they'll want, okay? But we're giving restaurant certificates away to be able to go to places like Outback and Olive Garden and stuff like that. So $300 in free food vouchers. We're giving that away tonight. We're giving someone has already won the $50 in free gas, and we're going to be giving a 2-night, 3-day vacation away. Now, if you want to win that $300 food voucher, we're going to be giving that away at the end of the show. Here's all you have to do. Just share our podcast, share this thing going on right now, and put in the hashtag TW3Podcast356, because that's the episode that we're on, podcast. Just share it and then put hashtag TW3Podcast356. River and Reagan will be looking to see who's sharing that on social media. And we'll find somebody and we'll give it away. What you got, Reagan?
Real quickly, what's this podcast about? All our new people, it's not a hemp podcast. It's not a CBT podcast. Just in case anybody was curious.
We like to banter a little bit. We're having a good time. But this is a business podcast. What we're wanting to do is help you learn how to take your money, your business, your life to new levels. You know, whether it be in whatever business you're in, starting a business, growing a business. The tools that we use, we're going to be giving our income report away tonight. You know, I've made pretty good money this last month and with both my referral marketing business and also with my TW3 business and the residuals I have there. I know we've got several members on tonight. They can, I don't know if Greenbacks is on tonight, but he'll probably want to give his shout out of what he's earning. I was bragging on you, Gary, before we came on. I know Quackenbush is on. I know Trevor's on. I know Dan's on. I know we got several people, tons of new people, tons of people that's just been in the business 2 or 3 months that's already making really good money. And so we'll want to get to that. So if you want to share this podcast and you might could win $300 in free food, all you have to do is click on the share button at YouTube right now and then share it on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, and put hashtag TW3Podcast356. That's so we can find it, because that's how we do the search and find it. Guess what happened, guys? On this day in history. What happened on this day?
March 4th
in history.
Well, today was a historical day because Dylan from 90210 died.
Well, that's one thing. I got that wrote down. Luke Perry.
That's so sad.
Luke Perry from 90210 dies at age 52. Isn't that sad?
So another sad. Guy did too at age 49. But he's probably, unless you listen to heavy metal.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't know he did.
I got you.
Roosevelt was inaugurated as the president.
Roosevelt was inaugurated and says the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That was the famous speech. Happened this day in history on March 4th, and he was coming right out of the recession. And that's what
inaugurated on March 4th.
Yeah, it was real weird, isn't it?
We're a couple of about a
month and a half late. Month and a half. I guess they just did it different back then. I don't know why. We do it, what, late January now?
January 20 usually, isn't it? Yeah. Something like that.
But it was on the heels of the recession. We were deep in Great Depression. The Great Depression. People was jumping out of buildings. They were so depressed. You know, because, I mean, the economy just went in the tank.
and, you know, not get into politics. You know, some would argue he did well. Some would argue he prolonged the depression. But the point is, he had a great speech that says the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and trying to get people to believe in more. And so if you're on the podcast tonight, maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you've tried and failed. You loved, you lost, you've had things that you've tried before. You know, Forbes magazine says 98% of home-based businesses fail. And the reason they do is because they don't have a means, method, or mechanism to get in front of people. And that's what TW3 solves. We get you in front of people so that if you know how to talk, if you know how to sell, and if you don't know how to speak, don't know how to sell, we train you and we give you other tools that you can use, like texting. But one other thing, more important than FDR, I found one of the probably most prolific basketball players in the NBA today.
Got to be LeBron James.
Was born
right
on this day in 1990.
Who is it?
Has more influence, and everybody loves this guy.
He's going to say MJ, it has to be.
Not 90.
Matter of fact, there ought to be a show called Everybody Loves Draymond.
Draymond Green
was born. I did that for Reagan. But guys, when we get back, we're going to talk to you about how I made a little over $30,000 just in residual income last month, and making around $7,000 to $8,000, I should say, in RMP business a week. And we're going to be going over that. And then I'm going to talk to you about why it's important to really set your belief systems on something that is tangible. It's realistic. You know, so many times people get so jaded. You know, there's two bipolar issues here. You can be so jaded, so cynical that nothing works, or you can be so naive and you believe everything that you're constantly, you know, getting taken advantage of because you're just buying into things that just aren't so. And so you have to be wise. We're not asking people to be naive and go in with blind faith, but we are saying, you know, don't allow your cynicism, if you are one of those, to keep you from being able to get involved in something that really could be the thing you're looking for. But when we get back, we'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about our RMP business. I'll be talking about how you can come and meet me and others that are in this business and making tons of money. We've still got about 3 tickets left to the Worth More Conference here in Greenville, South Carolina. So we're going to be talking about how you can get involved with that and get tickets pretty darn cheap right now if you jump on right now. And we'll be talking about how you can take your money, business, and life to new levels as well right after this. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This 3-day event is going to inspire you. It's going to inform you, and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
That's right. I do think he's from England.
All right, back to our show.
All right, back to
we never figured that out.
I'm glad you didn't look that up after.
It's been like 3 weeks.
I need to look that up to make sure I've got a true
his name?
Englishman. I'll have to look it up on Fiverr. I use Fiverr for everything. Fiverr's awesome. You guys use Fiverr. If you don't spend time creating a graphic or doing something, I go over to terrywilson3.com/Fiverr. $5. Get a voiceover done. Back when I did a lot of voice broadcasting, selling insurance and stuff, if I was selling anywhere outside of the Southeast, well, I don't want to sound like, you know, Hillbilly Sam over here. I would hire. Not? Well, how y'all doing up here in Boston? Yeehaw! You know, so I would.
You just send them the script.
I send them the script, and I find someone in that region, record it, and then I put it in my voice broadcast dialer. And it's real weird because they'll hear, you know, this one voice,
right?
And then they press over. Hey, this is Terry Hackney.
Well, that was disappointing.
Gotcha. Sucker.
One time in my high school career, I could do United States dialects a little better.
Right.
We had to learn each sort of region.
Yeah, yeah.
And speak through that for
it's very interesting
speech and
if
debate.
You ever look
it was
at,
fun.
If you ever look at how dialects have been formed, there's a thing on the history. I think you can go to History Channel and check it out. But like a lot of the Irish people that settled in Appalachia, and that's the reason why we're heavy on the R's and stuff like that, and the Italians in the Northeast, and you know it's very very interesting.
I thought he was being sarcastic at first because he said I can do this great American accent,
I was like, I'm gonna need a demo.
No, but like in the you know like we would in like the Jersey area,
yeah.
Usually it's a little more nasally,
yeah,
and so we would have to speak through each of those individually for our speech and debate. So then if we were playing a certain role in a play,
yeah,
we had to, you know, sound more like them. So it was fun, but
that's cool.
It's very
like
fun.
Like Spanish, you know, I didn't use it all the time. So it's sort of just
do you speak Spanish?
Gone to the wayside. I took 4 years of it.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you speak Spanish?
Go ahead, throw it out there.
No, yeah, I don't speak much more.
I know that response is like, well, do you speak Spanish? I took 4 years. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I was about to start speaking with you, but
that's like my wife who took maybe up to like 7-8 years of German.
Oh,
but you know, it's like where she used it.
Yeah.
So that's the tough part.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
Reagan, I know you got shout outs. Go ahead.
Yes. So I actually stopped after a little while because we're going to have about 15 minutes of shout outs if I didn't. So if I don't get to your shout outs, nothing personal. Let's see. First one, Steve Ritter. Hey guys, just joined as an elite with Gary Green. Way excited.
Who is this?
This is Steve Ritter.
Steve, welcome aboard as an elite member. I tell you what, you're positioned to really take off and make a lot of money. And you got a great trainer there. Gary is just knocking it out of the park. So welcome aboard.
Trevor Eisman, shout out to Peggy Fogle and her new member, Susan Tennant.
All right. That's Susan, cool. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Good to have you.
John Pollard, big thank you to Gary Green for bringing me aboard. He's somebody that just joined today at the elite level. Or was that yesterday? It was either today or yesterday. So.
Gary sold some elite packages in the last couple of days. It's hard to keep up. Well, welcome aboard. All of you elite guys that's just joined with Gary, I'm telling you, if you can at all possible, I'm not trying to put pressure on you. I know you just spent some money. Get to that conference, man. I'm just telling you, that's when the system really comes alive. You're going to be seeing how different people are using it, how different people are just making tons of money with it. Cause as Quackenbush says, you know, some things are taught, some things are caught. You'll be around these folks and seeing how they're doing it.
Yeah. So, next one from, Alan Prescott. Hello, TW3, Alan Prescott in the house. Shout out to Terry, Lindsay, and the entire crew. I'll try some CBD oil.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Hey, Alan.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Maybe Alan's a hometown boy. Yes, don't be in Ohio.
We'll blur that one out.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one's from Gary. Hello, Christopher, John, Steve, Lori, Larry, and Kamaya. Welcome to the podcast. So excited to see you guys on here tonight.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, Kristen, shout out to my trainer, Ron Bam Bam.
Bam Bam on the left coast.
Let's see. John Kennison wants to say big shout out to Lorenzo Smith and Emil Martinez from Nashville.
All right. Welcome aboard. Are they with John Kennison?
Nash Vegas. I'll be up there tomorrow.
Are they with Kennison? Kino?
Wow. Yeah, this was Kennison.
John,
yeah.
John is a trumpet player and a Chicago fan. And so automatically, in my mind, he's the smartest one in the room.
Sure.
Horn player, loves Chicago. I mean, come on.
There you go. This one's from Mike Riggins. Says shout out to Mark. So
all right,
this one from Mark. Shout out to Sydney, Kathy, and I want to make sure I'm getting this right. Selly. One of the two, Selly or Seller. He put Selly, so I'm gonna say Selly.
Okay.
Here we go. Another one from Gary. I would like to give a big shout out to my elite members, John Pollard and Steve Ritter, and plus a member, Eva Serez. They're on tonight.
Awesome.
This next one's from Kamaya. Shout out and congrats to Tammy Velasquez as enrolling as a TW3 sales rep and trainer.
All right. Well, I tell you, Tammy, if you've joined with Kamaya, I tell you, you've got a sweetheart there that is a go-getter, that she hustles, she brings the heat. I have just loved watching her as she has joined TW3, and you are with a great rep. So follow her lead, take her instruction, and she will lead you to the promised land.
Absolutely. Next one from Ron. Shout out to Noel, Tahimba, Kristen, James, Chuck, Anthony. Shout out to Carla Wingo for inviting me to the podcast. Welcome, Anthony.
Welcome, Anthony.
And last but not least, Charles wants to shout out Anika and Daryl.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for being on board. Listen, if go ahead and share the show. We're going to find out who shared it. We're going to put it in a hat. We're going to mix it together, and we're going to say who should win this. And someone's going to get $300 in free food to go out to eat on. How cool is that? So cool. Last week we had two winners. Mark Griffin, Mr. Quackenbush himself, won, and also Kamaya won. So they were our winners last week. So just want to give them a special shout out and tell them thank you for participating and joining. And also Lindsay will be giving the income report right now. That was my February. That's my residual money. And a week ago, not this week, this report week, but the week prior, what did I make in RMP?
8,281 for February 29 summary.
Okay. And what did I make today's report that came in for this following week?
7,196 for March 4th summary.
All right. So guys, the deal is real. I think Gary was on here just a minute ago, and I think he said he made a little over $4,000 just today.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah.
That's a way to flip your Mondays.
Well, you start a week off. Why not have some fun?
Gary's the only guy that likes Mondays. He wakes up, he's like, I'm ready.
Let's get this thing rolling. You know, why not? That, knock it out in the first day, then you can take the rest of the week off, right?
True. Of course,
I know he won't take the week off. He's probably graduating from his fishing boat to a yacht at this point. So I think that's what he's probably going to do. All right. So here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to get into this thing about beliefs. What are they? How are they formed? And why they're important. Not trying to beat anyone over the head. If you're starting to draw back, oh no, I heard he's a Christian, he's going to start preaching. Don't worry about it. You don't have to share my faith. What I'm going to be sharing is principles of why it permeates what your faith is. I mean, these are principles that's going to make you prosper both personally and professionally. It is so important to have a strong belief system, knowing why you believe what you believe. That's why I quoted, that's one of my favorite songs of all time, where he says, for what a fool believes, he sees, and no wise man has the power to reason it away. There's no truer a sentence ever been put on paper than that, because once I believe something, what is that? That's my subconscious informing me, you know, what I'm looking at, how I should act, how I should respond. It's like I'm on autopilot. That's so why it's so important to get our belief systems structured on truth. Structured on and put on a foundation that is reliable and not based on, you know, our prejudices, our past experiences, because how many know you can fail one day and succeed the next? So, but if I'm living in the past and that failure, then I'm thinking my future is going to be a failure. And that's just, you got to believe in a certain future that's a brighter future. And that's what we want to talk to you about tonight. And then we'll be taking your questions after that. And finally, we're going to give some really cool stuff away, like I said. So if you want to share that, this podcast, all you have to do is click share and then put the hashtag TW3Podcast356 on it. If you want to like and review our podcast, either on iTunes or Stitcher, we'll put you in a drawing for a $50 gas voucher. We're giving one of those away because someone that gave us a shout out last week on iTunes gave us a positive review. We're going to give them $50 in free gas at the end of the show, and we'll be announcing who won that. And we're going to be doing a lot of other cool stuff. So cool. Michael.
Yes.
This week, you working already, getting your funnel up, your sales funnels up, your website's up, you're ready to rock and roll. And last component was getting the autoresponder connected so that anytime someone opts into a form.
Correct.
You automatically. And that's the power. I love these tools, guys. It's not that this is anything new. These things have been out there forever, but we show you how to use them in a very highly effective way that that can make you a lot of money and put your business on autopilot. And you're using
AWeber.
And you just told me something I didn't realize, because I don't use AWeber. I wished I did use AWeber, because I think they've got some things that's, you know, a little nicer than what I'm currently using, but I've just been with this other company so long, and you know, why change, you know, and everything, sure. But it would just be a lot of hassle to change over. But you told me that to sync your AWeber with our forms, you did not have to get an API key.
Correct.
Which is cool.
Right. So I was playing with a little bit earlier today. And before I jump to that, two quick shout outs, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go right ahead.
One for a gentleman that may be watching us this evening. His name's Winfield, actually from the Springs.
From Bubbling
Waters. From the Springs.
From the Springs.
That's right.
He's from the Springs.
From the Springs.
Right here in Bubbling
and
Waters.
And as I was walking out the door, my wife said I had to give her a shout out too for him in my pants.
So, well, she did a great job. You might want to stand up short.
Not these. Okay. So I did some suit shopping this weekend.
Okay.
For my other life.
And your other life.
So I'm about, you know, 4 inches shorter than every pant size they do.
Struggle.
I hate
so
that.
I needed some hemp pants hemmed. So she was doing that as I was walking out the door to come over here. But anyway, yeah. So I was playing a little bit with AWeber, and if you get in your back office, which if you're a TW3 member, you would understand that, you know, just language. And as you connect to AWeber autoresponder, and as Terry, you mentioned a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
There's a
discount for our members.
Right. Free trial for 30 days.
Free trial for 30 days and then a discount on it by using, I think it's TerryWilson3.com/AWeber.
Right.
So they can use that.
So I jumped into there and was playing that a little bit more because it is sort of my last thing because I could go ahead and have everything activated and go from there. Yeah. But I also want to have just the system work for me a little bit more just because of time also.
Sure, because you got a full-time gig.
Right. I mean. So, and I can't take away from that at the same time.
Right, right.
Boss and company wouldn't be excited, and I don't want to take away from it either.
Right, right. No, I get it.
So, but yeah, so I was looking at, you know, they had questions out that, of course, looked familiar. Where's my, you know, how can I get my API key, et cetera? Mm-hmm. Well, they were just linking me back, and they had a few videos, but I was just reading through the directions. Well, anyway, long story short, in the back office under WordPress, once you go into there, you can click on integrations.
Right.
And there is actually only two integrations listed.
Right.
Another one is, I don't recognize the name, but the other one was, AWeber.
AWeber, yeah.
So you would integrate that. Then they ask you for your AWeber login information.
Right.
And then they give you a authorization, a really long authorization code that was probably about 50 characters.
Those are so much fun.
Right. And then you just copy and paste that, and you're good to go. And then instantly after that, I went to my form. And it showed my integration, and then I was able to choose my lists that I had already built in AWeber.
Right.
Apply it.
That's
cool. And good to go.
So you didn't have to go through this whole thing of going and getting the API key and then getting it back over to support and then waiting on them to link it and all that other stuff.
Right. It was literally, once I connected in my head the steps, 30 seconds.
Seems like most people prefer AWeber as well.
Yeah. Right.
Get a lot of our members that like say that they prefer AWeber, so that's cool.
That is very cool. Well, because every autoresponder we have used and our systems will work with any of them. I mean, GetResponse, GVO, AWeber, MailChimp, Constant Contact. I mean,
that was the other one that had the integration.
Yeah. There's like 10 of them out there, but, and there's even SendLane, there's ConvertKit, there's some new kids on the block. We work with them all, but, That thing about AWeber not needing an API key and then one click you're synced in and then our members getting a 30% or a 30-day free trial and that discount that's pretty strong, pretty good. So very cool, guys. We are having a conference just coming up in just a few short weeks. If you're an entrepreneur or you're a wantrepreneur, you want to get there. You want to take your money, your business, your life to new levels. Maybe you're the type of person that's the typical. Which is, hey, I've tried some of these things and it just never seemed to work out. I encourage you, I implore you, I'm not going to beg you, but I'm just telling you, hear me now or feel me later. Get around the people that you want to be like as far as business-wise. If you want to make the money that a Gary Green is making, if you want to make the money that a Mark Griffin is making, if you want to make the money that Lindsay's making, Chris is making, I'm making, other people are making, then get around those folks, sort of ask them those questions. And cause you can't get that online and online video training and stuff like that. And that's why we have these conferences. So it is worth every penny you put in and we've got about 3 or 4 tickets left. You can go to worthmoreconference.com. You get signed up. If you are a member, It's only $197. If you're an elite member, it's only $29.97. Now, if you're not a member, you can still come, but you pay full pop. It's $3.97 for non-members. And we've got four tickets left, it says right here. So you'll want to do that. When we get back, I'm going to break this thing up and we're going to talk about why you need to really believe. Is it possible? Is it possible to make $1,000, $2,000, or even $10,000 a week? Is it possible? Do you believe it? I want to show you why it's important for you to believe that, why it is possible. And not only that, with the right tools, training, and technology, it's even probable over time. Hear me now. I'm not saying that you do anything today, you're going to be rich tomorrow. But I am saying if you start today, over time, repeated, persistently going after good business practices, you can be like so many other members and entrepreneurs we work with. You can really have the life that you want, that you dream of. You can have money work for you rather than you work for money. So we'll be back right after this. Are you hiring or recruiting for your business? Do you know the neighbors that just moved in across the street? How about that teacher or coach that just started at your church or school? You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And the best thing you can do to just make sure you're getting quality people around your business, around your school, around your neighborhood, around your life, is to know those folks around you. And you can go to terrywilson3.com/background and get a free background check on folks that you need to know what's going on. If you're hiring, you need to use Terry Wilson. That's Terry Wilson. Wilson3.com/background. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look him up. I think he is British. Surely.
I mean, this is a two-step process. You could have found this out like during the break.
Well, I know because I got all these buttons I'm having to mess with.
Be faster on your computer.
Buttons.
I'll try a new better girl. I'm sorry.
Please. I'm about to turn you into senior citizen.
Listen, if you will keep me on one more week, I'll try my best to do better.
Well, we're about to revolt.
I wouldn't blame you if you did. Listen, guys, tonight we're talking about beliefs and how they can greatly affect the experience you have both in your personal and professional life. Let me ask you this, the people that's on the live chat tonight, while I've got you here, while we're talking, does anyone on here believe that you could make $1,000, $2,000, or $10,000 a week from home on an autopilot? Anybody out there believe that?
Not me.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you.
Just wanted to be the
yes.
best pastor.
Yes, yes. Yes, I do. Because absolutely, Quackenbush says yes. Ira says yes. Jim Montgomery, excuse me, Jim.
Struggling.
Brother Charles says, I believe. Kamaya says, I know I can. I love that. So the guys... It all starts, you know, I was reading a thing by Jordan Peterson. I was talking to Michael before we started the show that Dr. Jordan Peterson is probably one of the people I'm reading behind a lot here lately, because it's harder and harder to find people at that level of intellect that still believes in a deity. You know, a lot of times you read behind some of these higher intellects, you know, in the science and especially the arts and stuff like that, you know, they get jaded for one reason or the other, but he's got a deistic worldview and profound clinical psychologist, been doing it for years. And he said something that's, you know, probably cliche mm-hmm. to many, but coming from his credentials, he says, you cannot separate what a person believes by how they behave. Don't tell me you believe one thing, but behave in a way that is contradictory to what that stated belief is, because that's incongruent. That's psychologically impossible. You're lying to yourself. If I say I believe this, but I act a totally diametric consistently. Now, we all have bad days, and you'll I'm not saying that, you know, but the point is, the reason why beliefs are so important is because your beliefs will dictate how you behave. And what we have in life, the money we make, the relationships we have, the experiences we have, is all predicated upon behavior. It is. Now, we're human beings. We're not human doings. We have intrinsic value because we were created with intrinsic value. So I'm not talking about your value as a person, but I'm talking about what you will actually experience in this life is predicated upon how you behave. What do you do? What is your activities day to day? How do you speak to other people? How do you respond to people? You know, and we all fall short. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but you know, if I'm aiming low, I'm definitely going to hit low. And I read something years ago that said too many people are satisfied with the high cost of low living. And it just hit me. There is a very, very high cost to living a low life, a life that is not free, not able to come and go and do, that you're always less than what you could be. You're always underperforming what your potential could be. Everybody's different. We're not created. We're all created equal, but we're not created the same.
Excuse me.
If that's for me, tell them I'm on a podcast right now.
But the real question is, why do I have an alarm for 9 o'clock? I don't even remember saying that. Is,
you've got an alarm
9:37.
Clock.
It's bedtime. That's why. It's good bedtime.
Night. Word.
Excuse so, me.
A belief is something we consider to be a fact. It is anything that we assume to be true. We use our beliefs to understand and navigate this world. We also use our beliefs to keep us safe. That is why we generally try to preserve our beliefs after they are formed and guard them carefully.
We're going deep.
We're going deep.
We are going deep.
We're going tonight. Deep. Our beliefs serve a function as our subconscious autopilot. Once formed, these beliefs become ingrained in us. We take them for granted, and we also assume our beliefs to be factual. Listen to that. We assume our beliefs to be factual, whether they are factual or not. Our beliefs determine if we consider something or someone to be good or bad, right or wrong, beautiful or ugly, desirable or undesirable, safe or dangerous, worthy or unworthy, acceptable or unacceptable. Our beliefs also dictate what we consider to be possible to achieve. You know, you've heard preachers say it many, many times, but if you can believe it, you can receive it. It's, and that's why it all, you know, I get criticized sometimes, guys, and just show me what to do to make money, Terry. I get that. But here's the thing. Have you ever tried to teach someone how to do something and do an activity that was incongruent with what they really believed? It doesn't last. It doesn't. They will perform a certain way. That's why when they're in leadership development and management, when you're talking to companies and you're trying to get a group of people to act and behave and perform, even on the job place, a certain way, if you don't get them to buy into a certain ethos that company is trying to present, if you don't get them on board, if they don't have buy-in, if you don't touch their belief system, they will act a certain way as long as you're around.
Well, they got to find value in it.
They got to find value. They got
personal value in it.
Yeah. Right. The old with them. What's in it for me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can only, you know, you can go so far and say, this is good for the company.
But exactly.
If they're not truly committed to the company either.
Right.
You know, they're going to be like, well, if that's really good for the company.
You got to be invested.
Right. But it's going to make me work 20 more hours this week.
Right.
It may not be in it for them.
Right.
So, but they got to believe it. They got to have value in it.
They got to see what's in it for me. Where, how's this buttering my biscuit, as we say, you know, because if it's just, you know, what's best for you? What's best for your family? Do you know of anyone that cares more about your family's well-being than you do?
If you do, that's a problem.
Then that means you're a derelict, because no one cares for my family and their well-being and my livelihood and my life more than me. And that's not being selfish. That's just you're created to have self-interest and you don't be selfish with it. I mean, we're able to do, you were late or almost late to a podcast because you're helping people. And we're not going to get into anything, but just, you know, we all have got things that we're able to do.
Yeah.
Because we have a lifestyle that affords us the ability to do.
Right.
You know, you couldn't do what you do for people if you were working a 9-to-5, grind it out. You wouldn't have the time and probably wouldn't have the resources.
Well, that's another thing is, you know, when in other times in our marriage, you know, in the, we call them the poor days.
Right.
Doing something like what I did tonight would have meant that, like, we're eating ramen noodles one night this right. week. So,
but you could do for other people and still eat good.
Right. Yeah. Being an entrepreneur has been absolutely a life change.
So that's not selfish. That's no. just if you consider your self-interest, that's why you have an imperative to be successful. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not successful, how are those people in our community supposed to get the help they need from the people that have the heart to help?
Well, that's what I was going to say is I love to serve others. I mean, sure. I believe that as a, and I know we're not supposed to get too preachy, but as a Christ follower,
yeah,
I love Jesus and Jesus served others.
And you so want to do.
That's my heart, but it was really hard when that was my heart and my bank account was not equipped
right.
for me to live the way that I wanted to live.
Right.
So I view being an entrepreneur as a resource for generosity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the fact that we're able to do some things in our church the way we were able to, I couldn't have done 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, you know, trying my best to keep the plate spinning.
Exactly.
Keep the food on the table.
Get the bills paid, keep the lights on.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But so there's an imperative. So, you know, beliefs, you know, the reason they're so important is because that is what's guiding you to make your decisions in your everyday life, even when you're not necessarily considering it. You're like on autopilot. You know, you're going to act in what's congruent with your belief system. You just are. So how are belief systems are formed? And I like this. It says beliefs are generally formed in two ways, by our experiences and by inferences and deductions, or by accepting what others tell us to be true. Most of our core beliefs are formed when we are children. And it's true. You're a lot of times you do a lot of counseling with people. A lot of times, a lot of things that you're having to help them walk through and get past happen in that childhood stage. And it's so that's been my experience over many years of helping folks in the ministry background. When we are born, we enter this world with a clean slate and without preconceived beliefs. We are impressionable and look for meaning in almost everything because we are naturally inquisitive. Our parents and environment play a big part in molding our beliefs from a very young age. Our school, environment, our friends all play a big part. I had a friend that he became a friend. It's real odd. I went to school. I was in band with his son. And even though I was friends with his parents because my first recording gig of all time was when I was like 15 years old and they invited me out to their home studio because they needed some background vocals and a horn part put down. And so I went out there and became, and then as I went and graduated and went on and started working in the music companies and started my own thing, they were always faithful clients, great friends. Well, he happens to be, he's retired now, but he was in law enforcement for 40 years before he retired. And he said something to me one time, and I never forget it. He goes, his name was Rusty. I said, Rusty, I heard you had to make an arrest the other day in such and such. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I arrested his grandfather. I've arrested his dad. And now I'm arresting him and putting him in jail. I said, what? He goes, all three generations have always, and then named what they get in trouble for and how.
CBD oil.
Hey.
CBD oil. That's exactly right. But I said, are you kidding? He says, Terry, he says, without a doubt, you look at 90% of our arrest records. If they're local to this community, their parents and their grandparents probably have a record too.
Facts.
Wow. And I was like, how sad. And it just lets you know That's tough to break out. If that's all you've ever known, mm-hmm. that's all you've ever seen, that's your reality.
Right. That's what you were taught.
Takes courage to break that.
It takes so much courage because you're going to be ostracized. That's an extreme example of how belief systems, once they're formed, they can keep you broke, busted, and disgusted if you're not careful. What are we saying here? Chris says school teaches kids how to conform. That is why being an entrepreneur can be so hard for people. Running the show means thinking outside the conform. You're right, Chris.
That's so good.
That is so good. Chris Miller.
That's why we all homeschool our kids. Right.
You're talking to three homeschoolers in here. Judy says, Terry, I heard a minister say this morning, if you're a good steward taking care of others like you are, all you do is get more and more and more and more. Well, you're right, Judy. My minister once said, if he'll get it to you, if he can get it through you. And as a Christian, that's what we believe. But you're right. But why I bring all this up, and let me finish this up, and then I'm going to make it applicable to my members and everybody else that's an entrepreneur, whether you're a member or not tonight. Why it's important. Let me finalize this, and then I'm going to break it down. Think about how you act automatically when crossing a busy street because you have been taught and hold the belief that the situation can be dangerous. You automatically look both ways to make sure that the street is clear before you cross. It is an automatic response. Similarly, we have hundreds, even thousands of other beliefs that create automatic thoughts and responses. Many of these beliefs are true and serve us well. But there are even more that are not based on fact and even more serve to hold us back in a very, very, very negative way. So as an entrepreneur, guys, you are a unique brand of people. You're a peculiar people. Well, let me use that language. Some of you know what I mean. But you're out in the highways and you're in the byways and you're talking to people about how they can be financially free. How if they have the right tools, training, and technology, they can go as far as they want. But you've got to give them room, give them space, and be okay with the fact that you are trying to inoculate a soul that has been saturated in apathy. Because most people believe it is what it is. It's never going to change. Most people who have ever tried something have failed. That's just the statistics. So to continually to get up and to try, to get up and to try, to get up and to try, that's tough for people. I don't care who you are. No one likes to fail, right? But you know what? There is, if you'll start reshaping the way you look at failure and look at it as more of a learning opportunity and an event, not a person, but something that I can learn from, then you can flip every failure into something that is a asset to your life rather than a liability to your soul. You know, because so many times people personalize, well, I tried this and it didn't work. And then they just throw up their hands and they walk away. Well, man, that's just a terrible, terrible way to be because you'll never achieve your full potential in that mindset. And so you guys, you have sort of taken a bite of the apple. You've tasted and seen of entrepreneurialism. You've been around it. Some of you on here have already made 2 and 3 sales. You've seen Gary. You've seen Mark. You've seen Lindsay. You've seen all these guys that come on every week sharing. You see Michael, and so you say, hey, there might be something to this. Well, there is. Well, what's the difference with these folks? Some of them have college degrees. Some of them are no college degrees. Some of them are great speakers. Some of them can't string two. I can't string two words together half the time to make sense. But they all have this one thing in common. They don't quit. Lindsay had someone last week just speak really, really negative, nasty. Did not deserve the way you were treated. And I was so impressed with you. Like, well, you know, I understand and sorry about, and just very polite and, you know, went on. That's what it takes. Some of you have had, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm not going to say, but there's some on here. I know that you have a great business. You're regular and doing business. And then you've hit a rough spot. You've had a week or two that's just no sales.
I've had a dead week.
Have you had a dead week? I couldn't remember if you did or not.
Since I started in October, I believe there have been 2 weeks where I did everything by the book and
still
crickets. And then the next week I'll have 2 though. Like,
yeah. So the whole thing is you don't quit. You don't go into panic mode.
You just keep doing what you're supposed to do.
And
it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game. And gosh, I wished I'd been in this business 20 years ago. I'd be a lot, because back when I was in music, back when I was in insurance, man, it was like a hustle. It was feast or famine, you know, get up the next day and you only eat what you kill that day. In this business, you got 15 different income streams. You got residual. Mm-hmm. You're buying a land yacht with your residual. God knows what Gary's buying with his. But, you know, I'm doing okay on a monthly basis now.
Yeah.
You know, that is when life just gets so exciting and you're not in a panic mode. Edison found 200 ways to not make a light bulb. You got that. Tom says there's only one way to fail, and that is to quit trying. You were exactly right, Tom. Matt says, I was just typing that one out, Terry. If he can get it through you, he'll get it to you. I love that. That's one of my favorite sayings that I learned from a pastor years ago. Guys, we're going to be giving some stuff away. I think Reagan and him have been looking on social media. Some of you have already been sharing this podcast with the hashtag TW3Podcast356. We're going to go to one more break. When we get back, we're going to announce some winners. And we're going to give some stuff away. How cool is that? Everybody ready for some free stuff? Everybody ready for some free stuff? I know.
Well, I can't win, so I'm a little salty, but you know.
Well,
it is what it is.
Safety, it's a safety issue because of CBD users. You know, we just, we're scared that.
Yeah, might as well kick me off the podcast. I might be a felon one of these days.
Daniel, you're going to wait too long and your ticket's going to be gone, man. Come on, we want to see you all the way from Okinawa. Jim says, I believe it was General Patton who said success is how high you bounce after you hit the bottom. And I think General Patton said also that the key to success is going from, he said bouncing from one ultimate failure to the next without any loss of enthusiasm.
Hey.
Going from one failure to the next without any loss of enthusiasm. That's what it takes to succeed. Listen, the greatest basketball player of all times, the GOAT.
What?
So LeBron said this.
Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Thank God.
How are Thank we God. Judging greatness?
Thank God. That the GOAT
gonna cut it right here. Watch didn't it. Give up.
Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This 3-day event is going to inspire you. It's going to inform you, and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
All right, all right, all right. Back in the saddle again.
Back to basketball.
Back to basketball.
So, why LeBron's the GOAT?
Yeah. No, he's the horses. Oh, sorry.
We just lost to Arizona. I don't know if you saw that.
It's Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
We can't say much right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe we'll just recluse back to the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
LeBron's a pretty good basketball player. Someone.
It's that guy running the Lakers right now. Yeah. Must be Magic's fault.
It must be difficult to be a LeBron fan because you're always having to come up with reasonings why he just can't bring it home. So I do empathize with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is
nine
true.
Straight finals.
Because obviously Jordan's built a good team.
Yeah, well... I didn't say he was the greatest owner of all time.
It's weird. It's weird. Do you know when the Jordan left to go play baseball, the Bulls went right back to the finals?
That's yeah. crazy. Hey, look at that. I've got a mixer. So.
I can talk loud. People actually are going to start getting some echoes. I don't ever want to do that.
So we've got a winner chicken dinner. Who won the $300 in free food, Lindsay?
Christian Iniquez.
Say it again.
Christian Iniquez.
All right. Kristen Iniquez. If you are on, let us know you're on. And what we will need, there she is. There she is, Kristen Iniquez. She said, woohoo. So here's what you got to do, Kristen. You've got to go over to TerryWilson3.com/contact. TerryWilson3.com/contact.
You wrote it wrong.
Just the first name.
The first name. So I thought it was a different Christian. Name in the front.
You thought it was Christian. It's Kristen. Yeah, Kristen. Right there it is. Kristen Iniquez.
I think the G is pronounced H, if I recall correctly.
Well, go ahead.
She can let us know.
Say it in Spanish.
Iniquez.
No, say you won in Spanish.
Oh.
Put her on the spot.
Yeah.
Hey, there's how she's saying it. Iniquez.
Iniquez. Yeah. Okay, cool.
We're close.
Iniquez.
This is what happens when a bunch of Southerners get in a room and try to speak English.
I'm trying. Is it felicitaciones or is it que bien, you won?
Yeah, cool.
I have no idea. Nobody knows.
It's been a little too long for me.
I don't know that I've said that in my life, in my Spanish speaking career.
Does Alicia want to translate it?
And she may not even be.
Well, see, I took Spanish from a very Southern speaking. Yeah. I took Southern from a very Southern speaking Spanish teacher.
Ron's apologizing for us. This is true.
Thank you, Ron. Bam Bam said they're from the South. Just give them.
They just give them some grace.
We're not going to argue with that, Ron.
We're not arguing.
We know our shortcomings.
Listen, my Spanish teacher, he had such a Southern dialect. When he said gracias, it came out grassy ass. So I always, for years, going, well, grassy ass, when I was like, that is not how you say thank you in Spanish. So we got $300 in free food going to Kristen. So congratulations, Kristen.
Carrie said, so what's for dinner, Kristen?
Exactly. We're all coming over. And then our free gas winner, here we go.
Which gas station?
$50 in free gas. They have to pick from whoever in their area.
That's cool.
So it's a voucher. And what happens is they mail in their receipt and then they send them back a payment. Call. Yeah.
Spence, report it.
Pastor Tom at 24 today. Pastor Tom at 24 today. If you're on, let us know. You have won $50 in free gas. So you've got that. You have got that. Now, we will be announcing the 2-night, 3-day vacation winner on Wednesday night. That's actually going to go to a member. So this Wednesday night, we will be offering a 2-night, 3-day vacation. And what we're going to do is count up how many shout outs we had, who had the most shout outs, the member that had the most shout outs from their clients and people that they invited on. And whoever that member is, they're going to get a 2-night, 3-day vacation from yours truly as well. Guys, I can't tell you enough. We're wrapping up on the Worth More conference. It's coming up in just a few short weeks. So if you haven't gone over there, get signed up now while there's, I think Chris sent me the report and it looks like there's 4 tickets left. So once they're done because we can only put so many people and have the fire marshal not mad at us. So make sure you get over and get that. It will be worth every moment of your time. Guys, if you want a way to earn more money, to experience more in your life and to enjoy what you do, the key to success, in my humble opinion, is wrapping a passion around your paycheck, doing something you enjoy. You can make money doing a lot of things, but you're not going to last if you don't enjoy it. So that's why I tell you, do something you enjoy. And the thing that you like, what Lindsay just read in our income report, there was 2 income streams that you just was exposed to, 2 major income streams. One was my business here that I get a residual off of, just like any other elite member. And one was my RMP business, where I'm able to share and do marketing in areas that I love and talk about. And, it might be free books that I'm giving away. It might be generating leads for my insurance business. It might be, or other insurance businesses. I don't have one anymore. I don't do insurance, real estate, ministry. There's all different types of things that I'm involved in that all it is referral marketing. All it is referral marketing. And what is referral marketing? It's where I generate a lead. I send it over. And sometimes the leads, the things that I'm generating leads for are free that the client that I'm sending over. Like for instance, when I tell people go get a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook, you can get a free audiobook. I send you over there. Every time someone goes over there and tries it out, I get $15. Now, why is that company paying me $15? Whether you buy anything or not, because I just sent them a lead. See, because I have tools. I, you know, AWeber, this thing that Michael was talking about, it works in conjunction with some of our other systems. How does that work? Well, he's putting his business on autopilot. And what he's going to be able to do is put things, RMP offers in on autopilot with AWeber as it goes out. Hey, did you like this? If you don't like this, try this. If you don't like this, try this. If you don't, hey, let me give you this over here. He's just going to be able to stack that up. And you start sending thousands of people an email a day through that. If you only have a few respond, it starts adding up really, really quick. That's how you do it. And it's so scalable. It's so doable. But how do I do it? I stay in my lane. I'm not out here trying to generate leads for the Bobo Berry business, you know, or I'm not trying to generate leads for LuLaRoe because even though I love it, it's not my passion. I don't know anything about it. You know, I would fail if I tried, you know, cause you know,
it wouldn't really look good on you.
Well, you don't know that, Michael.
Can't market the product.
Come on, Michael. Yeah.
That's my belief.
That's your belief. Well, see, okay. you need to
have you tried your... any on? I mean,
no, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think a fashion show.
See,
maybe it's part of the conference.
Some LuLaRoe on me, you know, dancing around. That sells something.
Maybe down in Key West.
Oh my word. Hey guys, do you like the studio? You like the way it looks? Because it's going to be.
Because it's not going to be here next week.
After tonight, yes, I would pay to sit. Thank you, Callie. Callie, come on over. There's a seat right here your husband's getting up from right now. No, tonight, after this podcast, all of this comes down. We're totally remodeling the studio. So Wednesday night, guys, I might be having a training. And you seeing my dining room table or something, because I doubt I'll have this back up in time for a Wednesday night training. But we will have a Wednesday night training. But all of this comes down. It's going to have a whole new look and new desk. It'll be in tomorrow. This is being donated or sold. It's not being donated. Well, for what we're selling it for, might as well be.
He's not salty.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But we'll be doing that. And then... we'll have another podcast next week, another training, and then we take the rest of March off because we're getting ready for the conference, the big conference. So you guys get over to worthmoreconference.com, worthmoreconference.com, if you want to get the last few tickets that we got.
We had a question on the conference. Somebody was wanting to know how they can apply that discount for their guests that they're bringing, so spouse, partner, or whatever.
Yeah, so this $29 for the member is $97 for any spouse that wants to get in.
Sure.
Okay. Now, you can bring, you know, anybody you want, but if you want to get into the conference.
But how do they apply that discount? Somebody was asking. So
well, the discount's already there.
Gotcha.
It's just, you just go over there. Like, if you're an elite member, you go over there, and it might say $397, but you're only going to be charged $29.97. If you're a member, it might say $397, but you're only going to be charged $197. And sure. Then everything else is what you're charged. Like if you've got a spouse, it's going to be $97 if you want to.
Because that form isn't actually sending the charge through.
Yeah, we're not charging you. We're capturing your information, and then we're sending it over to our merchant account to be processed. So, yeah, you're not actually getting charged right then. Did we have any other tickets before we, or excuse me, tickets? Did we
tickets.
Have
tickets?
Yeah. We got any tickets?
We did have some questions. Going to knock these out really quickly here. Yeah. Let's see. Well, the first one I thought was really funny, and I made sure I was going to mention this, was somebody please explain the origins of Quackenbush, which Mark actually had a great explanation. If anybody wants to scroll back up here. So anytime he has
something about Dutch in the 1500s, he literally has the origins like of the
every word, time right? He has a sale that comes in. Every time. When I told, do they want to know why I call him?
I don't know if it's going into that, but more just I like that he gave the origin of the actual word.
He's given the real origin.
I thought that was hilarious.
Just so you know, 10 seconds.
Do it.
I had someone that came through our shopping cart back when I was selling directly. I haven't sold directly in like the last year and a half. But back when I was selling directly myself, I was working the call center. Someone called in and said, "Hey, I'm trying to buy your Plus package." And at the time, the Plus package was like $12.97. Okay. excuse me, it was longer than that. It was $9.97 back then. Mm-hmm. So that's back when the plus package was $9.97. So I said, okay. And they said, I can't get out of your shopping cart. It's not taking my order. And so I said, well, what's your last name? I'll go in and see on the back of the dashboard where you're at and sort of tell you where what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give too much info other than.
She said her name and her last name was Quackenbush.
Yeah.
I thought she was joking. I thought it was a joke. So when she said my name.
It was not a joke.
She wasn't joking.
She wasn't joking at all.
Mercy. We should search to see how many Quackenbushes there are.
There's a ton of Quackenbushes.
Okay, then.
I didn't, until that day, I did not realize it was a real name.
Well, I've never heard of it prior to that story.
It's a very northern name. And I know this because Mark.
There's a football player named Quackenbush.
Well, every time Mark fills out an enrollment, he gives some new info on the name Quackenbush.
Well, good.
And so I've learned it's Dutch its heritage. I know it's very, it's in the north. It's, you know, hear it a lot more.
Well, like, I'm just thinking she's joking with me. So I laugh and she gets mad. This is highly unprofessional and hangs up and I lose the sale.
Oh.
And so my whole thing was, have you ever laughed and it cost you $1,000?
Oh.
It did me. But, oh. You know, so.
There's another one.
And I got to, yeah, there's another one.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. You know. We'll leave that one alone.
It's just there's another person comes along.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When I
thought
was,
you meant another one that I lost.
No. When I was in high school and had a heartbreaking, you know, breakup.
Yeah.
My dad gave me the kind words, it's okay. There's many more fish in the sea.
Well, there's a lot
which
more.
Is so helpful in that moment. Yeah. Not.
I was like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
The quiet. All right, real quick. What are they doing with 55 gallons of CBD oil?
That is a good question.
That's what I'm wondering.
We'll need relaxing. To ask them. We'll need to ask them.
They got it made in the shade.
But I did do some searching.
Okay.
Lindsay, on.
Do you want to fight?
Well, it all comes down to technicality.
I can run pretty fast. She's
okay. All up in this. I've never seen her so animated.
So it depends.
Okay.
Hemp derived.
Uh-huh.
Hemp derived is legal.
Can I get a witness?
Marijuana derived CBD is not.
Correct.
So it just said CBD oil. So obviously.
Which one?
That is probably marijuana derived CBD oil.
I've never tried that. I mean, I've never had access to it.
So. The back truck. I would just like to say.
I didn't know. All of a sudden,
I'm very
she
much
becomes
the,
a Philadelphia lawyer.
It's just,
I'm very well, much the one that's legal.
I've never even heard, though, of whenever I refer to CBD, I'm talking about the hemp-based. I mean, the other kind, obviously, I'm not doing
obviously,
that.
Obviously, I wouldn't.
I'm a rule follower, y'all.
A rule follower.
It is, though, in some states. It is in some states.
You can have the other kind in some states.
Yes. Yes.
Well, when we move in.
So we're just going through facts. We're just going through, facts.
Just keeping the facts.
I have broken some rules. I'm not going to confess right here on the air, but yeah, I have broken some this rules is being before.
You know, other people watch this. You know,
this is being recorded.
All right, real quick. Before we have anything incriminating. So we had a couple membership questions.
Yes,
if your question didn't get answered, it's more than likely a membership question. Come Wednesday.
Says, Lindsay, I didn't inhale. She's got a full bit.
No, I've never smoked anything in my life.
We're just having fun.
She's gone full Bill Clinton over there.
I really have never put anything in my mouth for smoking purposes. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd probably choke.
Hot chicken. Hot chicken. All right, get to the question.
I tried so hard.
Get to the question.
There's recordings of this. I tried to
Reagan,
get out of
you're
this.
Trying.
It's so hard.
Every time.
We're going down south.
If you let her talk long enough.
I don't know what else I'd...
I'm sorry,
go.
Justin. It's not our fault.
If your question didn't get asked, it was probably a membership question. Last but not least, somebody's asking about a free 30 days. Do you know it?
Yeah, that might be the AWeber thing?
Possibly.
Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. terrywilson3.com/AWeber.
Cool.
Our members get a 30-day free trial.
And then a discount.
And then a discount on top of that.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if they were...
For the monthly access.
I know we also have that 90-day... free money back guarantee thing. I didn't know if that was in reference to that.
90
that
day, that's a great question.
Someone money made.
Asked, 90 day money made guarantee is if you credential with TW3 at a plus level or better, what we do is we say this, hey, let's make a deal. You like betting? Let's put all cards on the table. And this is what we do. We say, you do it our way and you verify that you're doing it our way. From the moment you start doing it our way and you get it set up that way, we give you 90 days and we guarantee you a minimum amount of results or we suspend all admin fees. You get to keep the system until you get up to speed. We even cover some costs on some other things, and we get you plugged into an hourly opportunity to take calls from home until you're making money. That's how much we believe, talking about beliefs, that our system, our strategies, the way we do it works. But you've got to be at a plus level or better, and you've got to validate and verify on a weekly basis that you're doing it our way.
Well, in 10 years in, you can do that.
Yeah.
Because you've had it for 10 years.
Yeah, we've sort of had this for a while, and so nothing's popping out of my mouth that I would not stand behind.
All right. I think we can wrap it up. Is Lindsay bringing brownies to the conference? That was the last question.
Yeah.
If I don't
that, even... that may get Daniel from Japan.
I am there.
It may.
Good night.
Lord help
we're just having a good time.
any other great questions? Okay, good stuff. Guys, thank you guys for participating tonight. For you guys that shared the program, I really appreciate it. We're going to do that on a weekly basis. For every member that brought people on, thank you. And we're running that contest for the next couple of weeks. So if you bring enough people and they're giving you a shout out and say, hey, I'd like to give a shout out to so-and-so for bringing me on, we tabulate that, calculate that, and then on Wednesday night, we give someone a 2-night, 3-day vacation. The only thing on those vacations are really cool. And by the way, if you're an elite member, you got access to the system that I'm using to give these prizes away. Rather than, it's the same company that gives these timeshare things away. You don't have to sit through a timeshare. We are the timeshare. You are sitting through the sales presentation right now, and so we give you the gift. So there's nothing of that. Only thing you have to pay is the taxes on the room. And of course, you know, the expense to get there, but don't pick a place across the country, pick someone that's in driving distance, and then it's a pretty cool deal. So really, really cool stuff. Conference, worthmoreconference.com, worthmoreconference.com. Go over there. We only got a few tickets left. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...